A new Indian restaurant, called Royal Bistro, has opened at 111 Jubilee Street. The location formerly housed Fresh Kenny's restaurant. Royal Bistro, which serves Indian and Punjabi cuisine along with some Chinese Indo-fusion, is owned by mother-son team Rahul Kokar and Balwinder Dhaliwal, who opened the restaurant just before Christmas. Kokar, who was born in Duncan and is a musician when not working at Royal Bistro, said it was always his mother's lifelong dream to open a restaurant, so he decided to support her and became her partner in their new enterprise. Kokar and Dhaliwal also hired longtime friend and culinary expert Vikram Rawat, who has 30 years cooking experience under his belt, mostly in the Vancouver area, as the head chef at Royal Bistro, and his expertise in the kitchen is increasingly drawing more and more customers to the new restaurant. The location is excellent, Kokar said. We spent quite a bit of time and money cleaning and renovating the place, and the business is doing well. We say we only need three things to be successful here: good food, cleanliness, and love. A record-breaking 216 nominations, recognizing 138 businesses, organizations, and individuals, have been received for the Duncan Cowichan Chamber of Commerce's prestigious 2025 Black Tie Awards. The adjudication process is underway to determine the winners in the award's 9 categories. The annual Black Tie Awards celebrate local excellence by recognizing outstanding businesses and volunteers in the community. The categories are exceptional customer experience, business achievement, arts and culture, young entrepreneur, new business, community builder, environment excellence, volunteer of the year, and nonprofit organization. A huge thank you to our presenting sponsor, the Cowichan Valley Citizen, for helping us bring this celebration to life, the chamber said. The excitement will all come to a head at the Black Tie Awards Gala on April 11th at the Chimanas Theatre, where we'll also honor Fatima Da Silva, Executive Director of Nourish Cowichan, as our Lifetime Achievement Award recipient. Stay tuned for the finalist announcement, and congratulations to all the nominees. You're what makes Cowichan amazing. A new brew pub will be opening in the Chimanas Village Square at the former Riot Brewing location. It will be a brewery featuring a small tasting room and will be called Sirius Brewing Co. The new business is owned and operated by the Wayne Proctor Group, which also owns Vancouver Island-based Sirius Coffee. Riot Brewing Company opened in Chimanas in 2016 and closed its doors in January 2024 due to financial challenges. Sirius Brewing Company recently obtained a liquor license and is preparing its product for sale. Michaela Sale, project manager for Vancouver Island with the Wayne Proctor Group, said they hope to be open in a couple of months. Life and business coach Chris Wilkinson, who is also a columnist with the Cowichan Valley Citizen, wants to help local businesses with their marketing plans. Wilkinson said what a lot of businesses lack is a robust marketing plan that is consistently executed. He said many business owners and leaders get so busy with their daily responsibilities that marketing gets left out or neglected. The marketing and social media landscapes are quite saturated these days, and it can be very difficult to capture people's attention, Wilkinson said. It pays to get clear and more intentional with how to market more effectively with less stress and resistance. The first three local businesses that email Wilkinson from this column will get a complimentary marketing audit from Wilkinson, complete with suggestions on how to boost their impact with their local marketing, to more effectively reach people and gain more clients. You can contact Wilkinson at info@coachingwithchris.ca. Ladysmith's in the Beantime Cafe has a new location. The cafe, which had operated on High Street for 18 years before the building was sold, has found its new home with an offer of shared space with Plantitude, Ladysmith's renowned vegan restaurant, at its location on First Avenue. The arrangement allows both businesses to retain their distinct brands and operations while benefiting from shared resources and collaborative opportunities. The two businesses operate on complementary schedules. In the Beantime provides breakfast and lunch service during the weekend mornings, while Plantitude focuses on lunch and dinner service Friday through Sunday. The cafe's owners, Campbell and Christy McIntyre, said their determination to stay in Ladysmith, where they've built strong ties with the community, drove every decision they made in finding a new location. "We looked at spaces in Duncan and Nanaimo, but our hearts are here," said Christy. "This is where our kids grew up and this is where our cafe belongs."